Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Vagus Nerve Healing Bible by Laren Damaskar is a practical, wellness-focused guide that centers on vagus nerve support as a pathway to steadier mood, lower stress, better sleep, and improved resilience. Positioned as a simple daily program, it frames the vagus nerve as a major communication line between brain and body that helps regulate the autonomic nervous system, especially the shift from fight or flight toward rest and digest. The book aligns common concerns like anxiety, chronic stress, trauma-related reactivity, and poor sleep with dysregulation in the nervous system, then proposes brief, repeatable exercises designed to build calm over time. Readers can expect an accessible overview of why breath, posture, voice, movement, temperature, and sensory cues can influence arousal states, along with a structured routine that can fit into busy schedules. Rather than presenting vagus work as a miracle fix, it aims to make nervous system care concrete, measurable, and consistent through short daily practice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the vagus nerve and nervous system states. A core topic is how the vagus nerve fits into the autonomic nervous system and why that matters for everyday well-being. The book frames stress responses as state-based. When the body perceives threat, it can shift into fight or flight, and when overwhelm is high, it may drop into shutdown or numbness. By contrast, a regulated state supports social connection, steady attention, and easier recovery after challenges. This topic typically links the vagus nerve to heart rate patterns, breathing rhythms, digestion, and emotional reactivity, emphasizing that many symptoms people label as purely mental can have strong physiological loops. The practical implication is empowering. If states shift through bodily cues, then simple inputs such as breathing pace, facial muscles, vocal tone, and gentle motion can help nudge the system towards safety. The book also highlights why consistency matters more than intensity, and why short practices can be effective when repeated daily. It encourages readers to notice personal triggers and early body signals, then treat regulation as a skill that can be trained rather than a personality trait. Secondly, 10-minute daily routines and habit design for regulation. Another major topic is the promise of a short, structured routine that can be done in about 10 minutes a day. The book emphasizes practicality, offering a framework readers can follow without needing special equipment or extended time blocks. This topic focuses on how to build a repeatable sequence, such as a brief check-in, one or two core exercises, and a quick reassessment, so progress feels observable. It also addresses common obstacles, forgetting, doing too much too soon, or abandoning practice when life gets busy. By treating regulation like physical conditioning, the book encourages small doses that are easy to start and easier to maintain, with gradual progression based on comfort rather than pushing through to stress. It likely recommends pairing practices with existing habits such as morning routines, lunch breaks, or bedtime, and using simple tracking to reinforce consistency. The goal is to create a reliable cue to calm response in the body, so that regulation skills become available not only during practice, but also in real moments of anxiety, stress, or overstimulation. Thirdly, breath, voice, and sensory inputs that activate calm pathways. The book highlights specific categories of exercises often associated with vagal support, especially those involving breath control, vocalization, and sensory modulation. This topic explains why slow exhalations can reduce physiological arousal, how humming or gentle vocal toning may engage throat and facial pathways linked with relaxation, and how sensory cues like temperature changes or grounding touch can help the body reorient to safety. The emphasis is on using the body as an access point to calm, especially for readers who feel stuck in anxious thinking. Importantly, the book positions these as adjustable tools. Practices can be softened for sensitive nervous systems or increased gradually as tolerance improves. It also encourages readers to select techniques that feel supportive rather than activating, because the same stimulus can calm one person and overwhelm another. By collecting multiple options under one umbrella, the book makes it easier to build a personalized toolkit. The broader takeaway is that calm is not only a mental decision, it can be trained through controllable signals that reshape breathing patterns, muscle tension, and attention. Fourthly, stress, anxiety, and trauma informed self-regulation. A significant thread is applying vagus-focused practices to the lived experience of chronic stress, anxiety, and trauma-related patterns. The book connects persistent worry, hypervigilance, irritability, and sleep disturbance to an overactivated threat response and reduced capacity to return to baseline. It approaches healing as a stepwise process, first creating safety and predictability in the body, then expanding tolerance for difficult sensations and emotions. This topic often includes guidance on pacing, recognizing signs of overwhelm, and using gentle interventions to prevent spirals. It frames self-regulation as supportive, not as a replacement for professional mental health care when needed, and it encourages readers to respect boundaries and seek help for severe symptoms. By emphasizing nervous system literacy, the book helps readers interpret reactions as protective patterns rather than personal failures. That reframe can reduce shame and increase agency. Over time, consistent regulation practices can make it easier to respond thoughtfully instead of reflexively, improving relationships, decision-making, and overall resilience. Lastly, sleep restoration and recovery through parasympathetic support. Improving sleep is presented as both a goal and a feedback loop. Better sleep strengthens regulation, and better regulation supports sleep. This topic explains how stress physiology can interfere with falling asleep, staying asleep, and waking refreshed, and waking routines that downshift arousal can be especially helpful. The book promotes strategies aligned with parasympathetic activation, such as calming breath patterns, gentle stretches, relaxation-based sensory cues, and consistent timing. It also likely addresses common sleep disruptors linked with nervous system activation, including late-day stimulation, racing thoughts, and nocturnal tension. The emphasis is on building a predictable wind-down sequence that signals safety to the body, so the transition into sleep becomes smoother. Readers are encouraged to track sleep quality and notice correlations with daytime stress load, caffeine, screens, and emotional triggers. The book frames progress as gradual, with small improvements in latency, awakenings, or morning mood as meaningful wins. The larger benefit is recovery. Deeper rest supports energy, emotional stability, focus, and the capacity to handle stressors without spiraling. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a practical, body-based approach to calming stress responses, especially those dealing with anxiety, high-stress lifestyles, trauma-related reactivity, or persistent sleep issues. It is also useful for people who feel overwhelmed by complex wellness plans and prefer short routines they can actually sustain. The main benefit is building a repeatable skill, learning how to notice nervous system activation and apply brief interventions that shift the body towards steadier regulation. That can improve day-to-day life by reducing reactivity, supporting clearer thinking, strengthening emotional resilience, and making rest more restorative. Compared with similar books that stay theoretical or require long daily practices, this one emphasizes a short, consistent time commitment and a toolkit approach, giving readers multiple options to find what works for their unique nervous system. Its focus on science-backed framing and actionable exercises makes it easier to translate concepts into behavior, and its routines can complement therapy, mindfulness, or fitness rather than competing with them. For readers who want clear structure, practical exercises, and a calm, centered lens on nervous system health, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Lara Namaskar, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.